There has been tight security in Beirut's Martyrs Square for the public funeral of Wissam al-Hassan, the police intelligence chief who was killed along with seven others in a massive car bombing on Friday. Nathan Morley reports.
Lebanon's former Prime Minister, Saad Hariri, had urged citizens to come out for the funeral, and tensions remain high in Lebanon following the assault. Mr. Hariri has accused the Syrian President, Bashar al-Assad, of being behind the lethal blast.
Well, obviously the regime in Syria will not stop at anything but to achieve, you know, his livelihood, and as a political enemy for him, we have always thought that Bashar al-Assad has killed Rafiq Hariri, and today he has also killed Wissam al-Hassan, who unveiled a big plot in Lebanon.
Prime Minister Najib Mikati's government is supported by the pro-Syrian Hezbollah group. After an emergency cabinet session on Saturday, the Prime Minister said he had offered to resign in the wake of the bombing, but the President had asked him to stay. Hassan had led an investigation into a recent bomb plot that resulted in the arrest of a pro-Syrian Lebanese politician. He also led a probe that implicated Syria and Hezbollah in the killing of the former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. No one has claimed responsibility for the bombing in Beirut, but Lebanese media reports say Hassan was the target of the attack. Lebanon has seen a recent increase in violence related to the Syrian civil war, which has now clearly spilled over the border. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.